This is the another step in the process of building our roster towards championships. That really started back in December with the signing of Robbie Gould and Jay and Matt and Tim and Tony at that time. Since that time through today with the signing of MD Jennings at safety, who we just signed a couple hours ago, there's been a total of 20 signings to our team. 13 of those were our own players that we extended or brought back. There's been 4 unrestricted free agent signings here over the weekend, and we have signed 3 players through tryouts during the winter. It's a step. We still have a lot of work to do. We're very excited about the players that we brought back, the ones that we have signed, and providing either starters or quality backup competition for our roster to help the competition level of our roster, which is the way to get better and towards meeting our goals. We still have a lot of work to do. That work has been done tirelessly by everybody in this building, personnel staff, coaching staff, administrative staff, all working together towards one common goal. It's a very fluid process. I will describe it as a wild process this weekend. It's a lot of fun. You can't be timid during the UFA process. There's a lot of moving parts. You have to stay in it. You have to swing hard and be willing to reload and swing again. We're very excited about the players that signed with the Bears. You know, our new UFA players with Lamar Houston, Ryan Monday, MD Jennings, Jordan. Very excited that they're here. Lamar Houston, I'm going to introduce first. You know, first got an opportunity to watch him and evaluate him when he was at the University of Texas. I went through that fall, and they had this guy at under tackle or three technique, and he had been at DN. It was going to be interesting to see how he handled that because that's, you know, when you go from the outside to the inside, the definition of toughness reaches a new level. There's a lot more going on and a lot more angles inside. And watched how he matured through that process and showed leadership through that process and played better and better as the year went on. Came into the Senior Bowl, he had a little buzz about him, but a lot of people had questions, and he had a great Senior Bowl. He was one of the best players down there. And being at Kansas City, I had the opportunity to see him grow and mature as a professional. Small little rivalry down there between Oakland and KC, so it was interesting to see him develop as a player. Obviously, watching tape of it here recently, you know, Lamar has matured into a very versatile, powerful, tough, physical, productive player. And we're very happy to have him as a member of the Chicago Bears. So I had first opportunity to watch Ryan play at West Virginia University. He had transferred from the University of Michigan. And the things that stood out on film watching him in college were his instincts and his physicalness, and the fact that he could play high, low, and he had good coverage skills playing on inside receivers and tight ends. Ryan came out and came into the league and played for Pittsburgh. He was behind a couple of very good players. He excelled at teams while he bided his time and had the opportunity to finally start this past year for the New York Giants. He was very productive in that year. He continued to contribute on teams. You know, when we were going through our process of evaluation and looking for safeties to enhance our roster, you know, Ryan's name kept coming up because here was a guy that showed good upside production when he had the opportunity, had excelled on teams, had played high and low, and knew how to cover people. He had instincts, and he could help others line up. It looked like a guy that we wanted to target towards improving our roster, and we really extremely happy that when that came to fruition on Tuesday with his signing. Ryan, again, personifies, that's a good word today, exemplifies what we're looking for in defensive players. Tough, hard-nosed, physical, smart, instinctive, and good athletes. And with the emphasis that you can have all those qualities, and if you're not a good football athlete, you don't have a lot to build upon, your base. Ryan has that, and we're looking forward to his improvement as a football player into what is a wide-open opportunity to become a starter and a big part of our defense.